You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen. Good morning. Welcome to Hidden Places. I am Karen Hubbard, your host, here for another exciting hour of only the Lord knows what he's going to bring forth.
This is true.
And, sometimes we have to be comfortable with not knowing how things are going to go. And, the more I do the program, the less I know what direction the Lord wants to go until we are actually right here on the spot. So God has a wonderful sense of humor to do that to us. And when we are not polished and prepared and have gone to seminary or Bible school or any of those things, he still has something to say. So we just, Lord, just have your way today in this program. We just thank you. God, we thank you for all the listeners. We thank you for those that tune in. We thank you for those that comment and give us feedback. We just ask your blessings upon all the listeners today. And Father, we just pray, God, that you would be glorified in this hour that we're here today, because that's our desire, is for you to be seen instead of us. And we thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing in us, through us, in the nation, in the world, in the church, and all the craziness that's going on. And Father, only you can bring direction. Only you can bring peace. Only you can bring the things that you want to be accomplished. And as we were talking last week, that you resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. So we humble ourselves before you today, God, so that you can be seen, so that you can show yourself strong on our behalf. For your glory, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And just want to welcome Deanne Diaz.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, we're glad you're back. In the, it's really, when you're not here, we really miss you. When anybody's not here, we miss you.
That's true.
That's right.
It's hard not to be here.
I know. And Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Good morning.
At least, well... The one that usually says good afternoon is not here.
Right. Yes, he had some business to attend to today. So, Sean, we bless you and just pray everything works out great with whatever paperwork and stuff you're trying to get done.
Yes.
So, hallelujah. Again, no plan for today, even though I did, when I woke up earlier this morning, I took a look at Dutch Sheets with his Give Him 15, and it was the subject was perseverance, and I started listening to it at 4:10 this morning, and then I fell back to sleep. So I only heard like the first little bit of it. But perseverance is a great word for nowadays, because there's a lot going on and we're being twisted and turned. And like I had said to the group the other day, and I sent them a text message, said, I feel like we're like pizza dough, you know, so, or could be any kind of dough, but pizza dough, you know, any slapped on the counter and then, and then, you know, it's like pushed out with the heel of the hand, you know, to get the bubbles out, but it's forming it and it's shaping it, you know, and I feel like that's what the Lord's doing to me, at least. You know, there's a, it's like squeezing out all the air bubbles, which is the flesh, you know, and just pressing on those things that need to go away. And so we need perseverance. And, you know, that's something I've learned over the years is the waiting. And but that, if you can look up that scripture, Nanette, you know, about persevering. You know, I think that's one of the things that the Lord values in us, you know, besides all the gifts of the Spirit, right? You know, that he's going to work those into our life. But persevering, because, you know, the enemy wants us to give up. The enemy wants us to throw in the towel. The enemy wants us to turn and go back the other way with our tail between our legs. And the enemy wants to just, you know, make sure that we don't get to the place where the Lord has for us. So we have to learn to persevere through the trials. And even, you know, in these times now, like Nanette, a couple of weeks ago, you talked about being in the in-between, you know. So to me, that always, that's like when you're crossing over the Red Sea.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're going from one season to the next or one place to the next. And you're in that middle part. So if you feel like you're in that middle part, this is where perseverance comes in, you know, where you're just going to keep, just stay the course, just keep going with what you know and outlast the devil. That's really the whole thing. Outlast that nasty devil who's already been defeated. But when you feel like you can't hang on anymore, just hang on a little bit more and know that God is working all things together for your good to those that love him, you know, and he's doing it according to his plans and his purposes and not necessarily the way we want things done. So perseverance will help you through those times and he'll bring you to that place that you can't bring yourself, like Sean always says that. I remember him saying that 10 or 12 years ago, that the Lord's going to bring you to the place you can't bring yourself. So the sooner we let go and just give in to him, you know, not the easier, but the more he can do in our lives.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And yeah, so that's what I have this morning.
Praise God.
Amen.
Did you have that scripture?
There's so many, so I don't, I mean.
I know. I need to.
You know, about the, you know, there's the one that builds character. So I'm just trying to find which one that hits. I mean, gosh.
When you persevere through trials.
Ooh, that's the one I'm on right now.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Whoa, I'm not sure. Which one did you ask her to look up?
It was...
No, it's just in general, you know, like...
Yeah, but I think it had...
But that might be it. So read it.
We have Hebrews 10:36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. So, you know, I know there's many other ones too, but you will receive what he's promised. So if you're holding on to something that the Lord has promised you, which, I mean, he's given us all promises about various and sundry things, you know, about our lives. But when you persevere, perseverance is going to get you there. It's going to get you to that place so that you can receive that. If you give up, before the end. Oh, there's nothing more heartbreaking than somebody that gives up on something.
Yeah.
I can't think of any, you know, metaphor or any story right now about that. But I mean, you know, I've had times in my life where I gave up. Like, I can't do it. Of course, I always refer to my experience in the military, which, you know, so I'll just say about when we used to have to do physical training a couple of times a week, but then we would have to do the test every 6 months. So you had to run a mile and a half in a specific amount of time.
Hmm.
You had to do 11 push-ups and like 25 sit-ups. And then one other thing, I think there were like four things that you had to do. And so, but the run, now I was never much of a physical activity sports person. So I never did anything like that. So when I was in the military at 20 years old, and they said you have to run a mile and a half in less than, I think we had 17 minutes and 30 seconds. And, you know, I had never run a day in my life till I got to boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
But then afterwards, you know, after, you know, being in for a year or so, then you get the yearly PT test.
Did you make it? I mean, did you kick in?
I did. I don't know how I did it, but somebody had to coach me, you know, so they would say, okay, well, it's lunchtime. Let's just go outside, put your tennis shoes on. And we're going to run. We're just going to see how far you can run. So that's how they started. So I ran maybe 50 yards or something.
Oh, gosh.
You know, far from a mile and a half. And so then little by little, you know, I worked up to it. But I would make it like right under, like I would make it at 17 minutes and 29 seconds. But didn't matter because I made it.
Yeah, that's right.
But I never gave up, but there were people that gave up, you know, because you would see these people, they start off really fast, and then, you know, here you come trudging along at the end like the turtle, and, you know, and they're just like huffing and puffing, and they're still, you know, half a mile away from the finish line, but they gave up, and then they ended up getting booted out. But anyway, that was kind of, that was hard, because they just didn't have the ability to persevere. But that was one of the things that God gave me, that desire to push through it, even though it was new, it was something I wasn't used to. And that went for like everything else that I learned in the military. You know, God gave me that, the ability to persevere.
Amen.
And that even like standing inspections, you know, when I was stationed in the West Indies, you know, it's a little warm down there. You know, it's warm here in Florida. But when you had to stand for inspection, you know, in the blazing hot sun with your full uniform on, and yet stand at attention, you can't move. And you're waiting for them to just go through every single person, and then you're at the end. and
you're sweating.
Yes, and you can't move. You can't wipe the sweat off your brow or, you know, dripping down your chin. Oh, it's just... You know, so that's perseverance. You had to persevere through that. But anyway, those are just little
little things. I hope my mom is listening in because...
Yeah, so she could identify with that.
Her Army days, yeah. Oh, wow. She has some stories.
But wow. We can make it. That's what the Lord's saying today. Persevere.
Yes.
And just, you know, outlast the enemy. Outlast everything that comes against you. You know, outlast... You know, I'm trying to get my eating down, you know, and I'm not there yet. But I got to do it. But I know it's all going to connect together. And once I get the eating straightened out, then I can do the exercise again. Anyway.
One step at a time, right?
Exactly.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, help us. I don't really follow horse racing, but we know last year there was significance to the name of the horse that won last year. I forgot the name of it. Triumph.
That was this year.
Last year.
Rich Strike.
Last year?
Rich Strike. Yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe that was the year before.
I think that was the year before.
Let me look.
I think last year was Triumph or something, or it was something along those lines. But this year it was Golden Temple.
Wow.
That like came out from behind, and they were not, they were like not favored to win at all. And it was like a miracle.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, okay, God, what does this have? What is the significance of this name? God can use anything. Golden Temple. And it didn't click with me until this morning. I don't know how long ago the race was, but this morning, because someone called me in obedience to give me a word. And it was a loving reprimand that I need to get my tail in gear and have strict obedience because of who I am, that I can't forget, like you're saying, everything we're talking about. We can't forget what God has spoken to us, what he's called us to, what he's shown us, our assignments, our gifts, our anointing. Like, we cannot forget that. We have to run for the gold. and this is what I mean, I'm just flooding all the way here. So the Kentucky Derby Golden Temple. God is talking about us being vessels of gold and silver.
That's right.
Right? I'll read that scripture in a second. The Olympians, what do they run for? Train for, strive for.
Yeah, exactly.
The gold. They are striving to win that gold, to get the ultimate, Karen, reward, right?
That's right.
And they are persevering, and they don't give up, and they're tenacious, and they just one focus, one set. Did you say that? Focus? Just fixed on our mind? Just... You said something along those lines when we started.
Like
just
steadfast. Yeah,
steadfast. Just mm-hmm. just keeping our focus. Did Dutch Sheet say something about that, Karen?
He was talking about perseverance.
Perseverance. Okay. Yeah. That focus, that steadfast, just keeping our mind. And that when we are doing what God called us to do in strict obedience, submitted to him, it doesn't matter what man is saying. It doesn't matter what hindrances come, interferences, delays. It doesn't, the comments, the opinions, the criticisms, right? The haters. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what people say, because we will not stand before them. We will stand only before our God, before an audience of one, our judge.
Amen.
He is the only one that we have to answer to. And he is the one that will bring those rewards, right? The diligence. I'm going to read, first let me read first two scripture sections. I have 1 Peter 1:6, and this is what you're saying, Karen. And this is talking about being tested and tried, right, through the trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1 Peter 1:6. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, in order that the genuineness of your faith, which is more precious than gold. God calls our faith gold. Mm-hmm. Gold. That perishes, though it's tried by fire. We are, and when you made that comment the other day about being stretched like pizza dough,
yeah.
I said, yeah, under fire and sweating blood. That's kind of what I feel like I'm going through. Under fire, and so tried by fire may be found, that our faith may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. So it doesn't. We need to embrace whatever we are going through. Mm-hmm. It's not a punishment. It's not when God doesn't condemn us, right? The word says that therefore there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What does God do? God lovingly convicts us, corrects us, and that's what happened to me this morning. It was the gentle, loving correction through that word that God gave this person that called me early this morning, which is out of the ordinary. But this is how God works with us. because he nudges us and he loves us and he needs us. We've been talking about this for a long time. He needs us in position. Mm-hmm. He needs us at our post. He needs us in our place in the body. Who are we in the body? We're many parts of one body. And right now it is really critical that he is lining everybody up and getting us to the place where we need to be. Second Timothy, this is the one that came to me about the vessels. Yep, Second Timothy 2:15. 2:15 says, be diligent. That's that persevering. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. So we can't take part in that. It says it spreads like a cancer. We don't want to partner with what the world is saying and what the world is doing and the world systems and the methods. And no, we cannot. We have to be sanctified, set apart. We are in this world, but not of it. We are citizens of heaven. We have to know that we are kings and priests unto our God. Going down to verse 19 says, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. We have to get that revelation. God knows us better than we know us. We don't know. We're in his book in heaven before we were even put in conceived in the womb of our mother, right? As David, Psalm 139. So He knows those who are his. And it says, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart iniquity. Verse 20, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver. And this is what God needs us to be. We need to be vessels of gold, pure vessels of gold for him to pour into, for him to move through, flow through to the world, because he has one thing on his mind, salvation. I was driving yesterday and I drove past this truck and it said revival. Woo, I started praying into that. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself, the gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Right. And it goes on to talk about pursuing righteousness and faith and love and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Mm. Avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. They generate strife. It talks about what we're supposed to be as a servant of the Lord. Gentle, able to teach, patient, humble, right? Humility, correcting those who are in opposition. So we're not to be judgmental. We're to gently teach and have patience and be humbled in correcting those that we love and that we get the opportunity, an appointment, an assignment to minister to. If perhaps God will grant them repentance so they may know the truth. This is a scripture we always used in Rejoice Marriage Ministries when I was a prayer counselor there, that they may come to their senses. This is prodigals and those away from the Lord, that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So this is why the Lord needs us. We go through testings. We go through trials and tribulations and sufferings. And what did Jesus go through? Mm. I was listening. I never really listened to Tom Cantor, but I listened to him this morning coming in for a few minutes. And what was he talking about? All the suffering that Jesus went through. And his one goal, he was talking about the focus. He had one goal. And that was to redeem the Jewish people to God, to restore them unto God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus did it and obeyed the Lord. And then he was giving scriptures that said that Jesus felt like he failed. He felt like he failed because they didn't accept him. They didn't turn back to God through him. But God said to him, you don't have to worry about what they're saying and what's going on. Mm-hmm. You obeyed me. You ran your race. You carried out my assignment to you. So that's all we need to do. Mm-hmm. We our rewards are in heaven. Our rewards, you know, we know the blessings of the Lord here on earth, but our exceeding great reward is there. How many, you know, out of the heart, the mouth speaks, and we store up for ourselves treasures in heaven. What are those treasures? It's the lost souls. Mm-hmm. It's one of the songs somebody singing, Come, Jesus, Come. I think it's
C.C.
Winans. Mm-hmm. I was listening to that a couple days ago, and I'm like, Lord, not yet. Mm-hmm. Please, not yet. There's too many that don't know you, that are lost, that are blind, that are deceived. Oh, Lord, we need the harvest. We need the awakening, the harvest, the fire, the revival. God, give us a chance to win souls for you.
Mm. Amen. You know, I was reading about Hezekiah this morning because I heard in my spirit, get your house in order. So I'm like, oh, boy.
Ooh.
You know, so I know mm-hmm. the Lord's speaking that to me.
Yes.
So that means different things to different people. But it's when our house is in order, when things are in the place where they need to be, mm-hmm. then things run much more smoothly.
Yeah.
If your house is out of order, for me, my house out of order is, you know, dust, and then things are not where they're supposed to be. They're kind of just shoved in the closet or in the drawer. And you've got all this stuff, and it's just things that are in the way. And every time you go in the house, you see it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you may think that you can ignore it, but you can't ignore it.
No.
But as I was reading about Hezekiah, that he was one of the greatest kings. And when he got sick, you know, he's like, okay, I'm done. And, you know, the prophet told him, no, you're not done. So he cried out to the Lord, and God told him, you know, that he would give him 15 more years. But then afterwards, I think he messed up after. Anyway, we'll go to the break, and then I'll look that up in the meantime. But get your house in order. That's what the Lord is doing right now. He's
yes.
bringing order to the church, and he's dealing with us individually, you know. You know, as prophetic people, we always, you know, we're listening to different people and kind of trying to get a word. Everybody wants to know what's the Lord saying, what's happening, and what the Lord is saying, get your house in order. You know, there's things that are going to be happening in the earth, and, you know, things that are going to happen in the natural anyway. But we need to have our house in order. And that, to me, means that I need to know what God wants me to do, and I need to do it when he says to do it. Ugh. And, you know, we can go through all the every single scripture, what the Lord tells us, you know, purge yourself, do this, do that, you know. And it's like we just go nuts if we try to figure it all out, mm-hmm. and, you know, take them one by one. Well, I need to mm-hmm. not do this. I need to not do this. So we spend all our time thinking about that, but we need to humble ourselves before him daily and submit to him and just keep our eyes focused on him. You know, I think about, which I had seen this illustration a couple of years ago with someone who is in a wheelchair, and they were in the airport, and they had their, I think it was a shepherd, German shepherd, that was there. Guide dog, and they're walking through the airport, and there's just people going in every direction and cutting in front of them, and that dog never took his eyes off of the person, you know, his master.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Lord wants us. Forget yeah. about all these people crossing around and trying to distract you. Keep your eyes on him, and he'll see you through.
Amen.
To persevere.
To confirm that word, get your house in order. That was part of my word that someone gave me this morning, is your house is out of order. You need to give it all to God. I said, I don't know how to make these changes. I don't. It's like, no, you can't do it. You need to say, God, I give this to you. I lay it on your altar. I release it. I can't change it. I can't control it. And God, I trust you and I have faith. Because if we don't get our, allow the Lord to put our houses in order, we are not going to be running our race. We're not going to be completing our purpose, our destiny, and being available to be that vessel for the Lord. And it's so critical in this hour, Karen, like you said, what's coming, we don't know, God knows, but we have to be ready. We have to be ready.
And we are victorious in Him.
Yes.
And I think we're crossing over to the wimpy church, to the victorious church.
Yes.
To where each person recognizes the victory that they have in the Lord and that they can handle anything that comes. And that we're not paying attention to what the devil's doing. We're paying attention to what God's doing.
Yes.
So we'll take a break and be back in just a minute or so.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Amen. We're back. And again, thank you for joining us today. At the end of the program, we've got two things we're going to pray about. So we'll, you know, in that last bit of time before we close, we'll pray for two different people. So go ahead, Nanette.
Yes. Yeah, wow. So, you know, I'm hearing, you know, you're sharing about you know, Hezekiah and getting your house in order. And I had quite a few things go on with me concerning my closet, but I don't want to go into too much detail with that because literally it's like a 5-page. The Lord really, honestly, chastising me, you know, and the Lord really, like Deanne said, you know, like to just... things have to be done and things have to be also surrendered. And so, you know, here's Deanne talking about this place of just, you know, like surrendering, you know, and like, oh gosh, yes, get my house in order, but don't touch this. Don't be consumed with this, you know, release it to me. And like those moments of where do we put our hand to the plow, you know, to the action, and where do we surrender and just pray and rest in, you know. But she was mentioning 2 Timothy 2, and I just want to repeat something before I go any further. But, you know, he's talking about, you know, they have left the path of truth, right? So we're hearing talk about, you know, the resurrection of the dead that has already occurred, you know. They were just turning some people from their faith. And so he's saying, you know, about a good worker versus a not so good worker. And it goes right here, you know, the emphasis on 19, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with his inscription. The Lord knows those who are his. When she said that, when Deanne said that, it made me think about where I was this morning. And I was like, what? You know, he started sharing me about Nathaniel. And, you know, Nathaniel's mentioned in the book of John, but in the other gospels, his name is Bartholomew. You know, there's another name. But it's the same. It's Nathaniel. But specifically in the Gospel of John, his name is Nathaniel, which it means in Hebrew, let me just go to the scripture. So when it says that he belongs to him, right, and I'm just want to continue, and he knows who is his and all who belong to the Lord and how they must turn away from evil. And we're talking about the differences of utensils, you know, the wood and clay, the gold and silver, right? And you're talking about a life being clean and being ready for the master to use for every good work. So when we go to the Gospel, John 1, and we're talking about Nathaniel, and how this opened up to me, how the Lord at times works with me, is he gives me one scripture, and I'm like, okay, Lord, take me further. And that's when he takes me to this beautiful rabbit hole, which I love rabbit holes. Please embrace the rabbit holes. So he started with, I'm seeking truth in the innermost parts. And that was his language to me. I'm seeking truth in your innermost being, in our inward parts. And I go, I know that's a scripture. And of course, it's Psalm 51:6. And it says, behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. And that's the ESV version. But the NLT version says, but you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. Wow, right? And, you know, I started doing some cross-referencing Psalm, and I'm giving you a taste here of where I'm going. Psalm 15:2, it says, he who walks with integrity and practices righteousness, who speaks the truth from his heart. And Psalm 32:2, blessed is the man whose iniquity the Lord does not count against him, in whose spirit there is no deceit, right? We're talking about honorable vessels, dishonorable vessels, gold and silver vessels, wood and clay vessels. Wood and clay vessels used, you know, for simple work, and maybe it's unclean. You know what I mean? Because if you think about wood and clay, I mean, I would think, I know when I use my wooden spoon, I always feel like they don't get clean enough. As much as I try to clean it, I see the stain there. I see still, and I'm like, is this really good, you know, like hygiene-wise? It's like, but, you know, with the gold and silver, of course, you can really clean them off, right? And then they look beautiful when you polish them. But anyway, as I'm just sitting in truth in the innermost parts, like, you know, and this is the word deceit and wisdom and walking and practicing righteousness, I go into John 1:47, and I love this. This is when he calls Nathaniel, who's one of the disciples, and he says, I'm going to begin with 47. As they approach, Jesus said, Now, here is a genuine son of Israel. Remember, we're going back to what Deanne shared in the scripture. God knows the ones that belong to him, right? That's going to be used for the master's perfect work. He said, now here is a genuine son of Israel, a man of complete integrity. That's the NLT. But I love this version. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, here is a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Truth, again, Psalm 51, 6, truth. He's seeking truth in the inward being.
Amen.
In the inward being. So in Hebrew, Nathanael, only in the Gospel of John, he's called Nathanael again. Why? And it says, God has given. God has given. Jesus saw Nathanael under the fig tree. Yet Nathanael never saw Jesus. But once Jesus started revealing to him, once he started saying, you're a man of where there's no deceit, you're a true Israelite, Nathanael started saying, wow, I'm known by him. Mm. He saw me. He must be the Son of God. Like he recognized who Jesus was right away.
Yes.
Again, right? Jesus explained, I saw you. So he starts telling, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree.
Mm. We can't hide.
Jesus recognized him. And we can't hide. He's seeking truth in our inmost parts. He's finding us in that. He sees us in that secret place. He's seeing me in my closet situation. He saw Hezekiah. And mercy was bestowed upon Hezekiah where his life was extended. He said, get your house in order. Do you hear what I'm saying? Does this make sense to our listeners? He said, Jesus, you're the Christ, the Son of God, the King of Israel. Jesus knew Nathanael's thoughts. And then he goes on further. Look how beautiful this is. So he sees us. He sees Deanne. He sees Karen. He sees me. He's saying, get our house in order. He's saying, man, I'm seeking truth in your innermost parts. And he's saying, you belong to me. I know you. Right? All of these things. And it goes on to continue after Nathanael acknowledges who he is. Number 50, John 1, 50. Jesus asked him, do you believe this just because I told you I have seen you under the fig tree? You will see greater things in this. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the Lord is inviting us to see greater things. Once he can, because he sees truth in our innermost part. There can't be no deceit. We have to be those honorable vessels of gold to do the master's work. He's showing mercy by saying, Hezekiah, get your house in order. Hezekiah weeps and repents and prays to the Lord. And God extends his life. Hear me. This is such a crucial moment. He's saying, I will show you greater things. He's telling Nathanael, because of this, I'm going to show you greater things. And this is the beautiful thing. He says, then he said, I will tell you the truth. Gosh, so many are seeking for truth, like the real truth of God, who he really is, the truth that he has spoken of, the truth that we must see in this hour. So as I tell you the truth, you will see heaven open. How many of us are ready for that? You will see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down on the Son of Man, the one who is the stairway between heaven and earth. How many of us are saying, heaven on earth, right? We sing the song. We pray the prayers. Bring heaven on earth. Open the heavens to us.
Yes.
Revival, awakening, you know, all of these, all these words, right, about this. Let your glory be revealed and seen. Let your glory rest upon us. Guys, he's giving us a precursor right here. He's giving us a precursor. He's saying, Nathaniel, I see you. You're a true Israelite. You're one that belongs to me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm seeking. Yes. There's no deceit in you. Again, he's seeking truth in our innermost parts. Amen. He's saying, I want to make use of you for greater works. I'm letting you know because of this, you're going to see greater things. I want to see greater things, guys.
Yes.
So he sees us. Let's get our house in order. Let's allow him to do what he needs to do. Let's surrender some things.
Amen. I'm going to confirm what you just said. When you said that, my hands went up. Yesterday, I was that song, Blessing and Honor and Power and Glory Forever. And I thought, where did that come from? It's Revelation, Revelation 4 and 5. So I was driving, so I put on the Bible app, and it was reading it to me, all of Revelation 4 and 5. And man, I'm weeping and weeping, and I'm like, why have I never heard this in this way before?
Amen.
But the first part, and this is John, the beloved, who sought the Lord and loved the Lord, and God saw him, knew he was pure, right?
Yeah.
This, John says, after this, Revelation 4, 1, after this I looked, and there was an open door in heaven. Mm. He wants to show us those things. The first voice I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. It's an invitation.
Amen.
Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately, John says, I was in the Spirit. He saw the 20, I'm going to skip way down. He saw 24 thrones with 24 elders, and they were clothed in white. They had crowns of gold, the gold, on their heads. There was a lot of other things going on with the seven lamps and the spirits and the creature with the lion, the calf, the man, and the eagle. So they were circling the throne saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. When the creatures were giving glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne, worshiped him. And they cast their crowns. They cast those gold crowns before the Lord because he was worthy. He is worthy. Then midway on five, it says the Lamb who was slain. He was the only one worthy to open up the scroll. So as he stood to open up, he came to take the scroll and open the scroll. It says the four living creatures and the 24 elders. This is verse 8, 5, 8. Fell down before the Lamb, each one having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Those prayers are gold to God. Our faith is gold to God. And we need to let the Lord purify us to be gold for his use on this earth. And this says, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And and the last one, to him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and power forever and ever and ever. This is our God.
Yep.
This is who created us. This is who we're to worship and surrender to. Our lives don't belong to us. Mm-hmm. We belong to him. Were purchased by the blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That, I mean, gosh.
Jesus.
That is, it, there's so much there because, you know, you're right. It all points out to Christ because he's the one. And so, you know, even if you continue Hebrews 9:12, it says, with his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once and for all time and secured our redemption forever. Yes. Our redemption forever. And Hebrews 10:10, if we go any further, it says, for God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ once for all time. It's like, Jesus did things that were permanent, that were eternal.
Amen.
It was, I mean, even the fact that the Ten Commandments was set on stone, that's a phrase, guys. So he set things in stone. You can't remove it. You can't remove what God has done or said. It's permanent.
Yes.
So here's Nathaniel. He's getting the same thing that Jacob experienced as he laid his head on the rock and the heavens opened up and he saw the angels ascending and descending. Here's Nathaniel. He's getting the same. He said, you will see. Yes. And who's that? He said, the Son of God.
Yes.
He said, the King of Israel. I recognize who you are. I recognize that your life has given me an open heaven here on earth and for eternity.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen. And I just heard the Lord say, you're talking about Jesus there, said his reward is us fulfilling our purpose in him.
Amen.
That's what his reward is.
Yeah.
And how many of us are like grumbling around and, oh, why am I here? And what am I doing? And all this. His reward. We are his reward.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a battle to keep believers from knowing the victory they have in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not from the devil. It's from others in the church that don't understand that we are victorious in Jesus. We're not just limping around until the rapture or until he comes. You know, we are to be victorious in this life, heaven on earth. That's why we pray that in the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. In my life, as it is in heaven.
Amen.
And I believe we're coming to a time where the church is going to be rising up big time.
Yes.
And I think that that's where one of the next big battles is with the church is who's on the side of the Lord. Because many say they're on the side of the Lord and they're not. But we'll save that for another day. I do want to read a note we got from our brother Tim, who's a wonderful listener to the show, to the program, and he's always letting us know things. So he wrote a couple of weeks ago, I've fallen behind on my correspondence as I've struggled with allergies and some other physical problems. So I would appreciate prayer. And then his wife just had her birthday on May 16th, and they sent me happy birthday wishes. So thanks, Brother Tim, for that. So, we want to lift him up for with these allergies and some other stomach issues. So we want to pray about that. And we also want to pray for Tracy, who is another listener to the program. And she's in the hospital with cellulitis. I think that's what he said.
Cellulitis.
Mm-hmm. Cellulitis. Yeah. Okay. That's painful. So, we want to lift her up. So, Nanette, if you can pray for Brother Tim. And then, Deanne, if you can pray for Tracy. We've got about 5 minutes or so.
Well, Brother Tim, we love you with the love of Christ. And Jesus loves you and your wife so dearly. I could feel that so strongly. And I'm so thankful for you. We are thankful for you here in the radio station. You know, you're so black and white, and we honor that. You're so very direct. Truly, you stand in your truth. And you're kind of even reminding me of a Nathaniel right now in that moment. And that's what I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that you also see the angels ascending and descending, that you also see heaven on earth and you truly experience that, you and your wife, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just thank you that covenant that you established long ago, that your blood speaks a better word, Your blood speaks a better word over his body, over his mind, will, and emotions. Your word speaks a better word than those allergies can ever say. So we thank you for that healing.
Yes.
We thank you for your blood that swallows and dries up that allergy, dries up and kills and destroys everything that's trying to come against his body. You walk in divine health. You walk in the fullness of Christ. You are made whole, Brother Tim, in Jesus. Your wife is too. Two walking in unity, two walking in agreement, two walking under God, under one baptism, one Holy Spirit. We bless your marriage. We bless your home. We bless your lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And Father, we lift up our sister Tracy. We thank you for her, Lord. We thank you for her faithfulness. Mm. We thank you, Father, for a life well lived. I won't say her age, but we've heard she's well up there. And Tracy, the Lord is saying to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. He sees your heart. He knows that you delight yourself in him. And he said that when you do that, he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you right now that all the tissue in her body that is infected and oppressed by cellulitis, which is a swelling of the tissues, very painful water retention, Father, we speak to those cells right now in her body, and we command them to obey the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. By his stripes, you were healed. You are healed. And Father, we thank you for that speedy, quick recovery and manifestation of your promises to her. Healing is the children's bread. And we thank you that this belongs to your daughter, Tracy. And we are in agreement to see this victory in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to pray for anybody else that's suffering in their body physically. You know, just pray that God would just touch you today from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that God would bring restoration and healing to you in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, that you would reverse these longstanding physical ailments. Yes. Father, that you would bring an end to the suffering of physical ailments, and that you would bring healing today. Yes. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you took that upon yourself. You took every bit of sickness and disease upon yourself, as well as the sin. And we thank you, Jesus, for the price you paid.
Yes.
For us, to bring us into healing, to bring us,
yes,
into wholeness.
Thank you, Lord.
And to bring us to that place where we cannot bring ourselves, because it's all you. And Lord, we just pray for a revival of miracles, signs, and wonders. Yes. Lord, that you would show yourself strong on behalf of your children.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We just give you thanks for all that you have done, Lord, all that you're presently doing and all that you're going to do in the days and weeks ahead. Father, we thank you. We are grateful to you, God. We are grateful for everything that you've done, Lord, and we bless you. We praise you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, name,
amen.
Of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So we just got another few seconds here. So thank you again for tuning in today, and we'll see what happens next week. We always come in and we're like, I don't have anything to talk about. But, you know, again, the Lord knows what he's doing. So we give him glory for hidden,
yes,
places. And we just pray that God will just bring increase into your life this week.
Yes.
And we bless you and we thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week.
Amen.
Thank you.
Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.